With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Likely the New England game. That's what I'm looking for.
The problem with that, BK, is if 11 is the number, then you start getting into the tiebreaker scenarios, which Houston has against you. So does
That's what
Andy,
I'm saying.
So.
I think both of those teams are 10-win teams. And if I'm correct in that assumption, I very well could be wrong. But if I'm correct in that assumption, then 11 is the number. But if I'm wrong, then obviously all of this gets thrown at the wall.
The solace for everybody should be this division sucks. This division is brutal. Everybody lost again yesterday. Oakland's a fraud. Denver, we saw how bad they are. We'll see how bad the Chargers are in a couple of weeks. I'm not sure if the Chiefs get the two. I still feel very, very good about them winning the West.
Yeah, BK, it sounds to me like you and I are maybe just doing the math and we're just coming to different points and maybe extrapolating it out differently. I think we're kind of saying the same thing. I don't think they're going to have Mahomes for the next four games. They got to find a way to go 2-2. I'm just playing it out maybe a little bit differently, where if they lose these first two games, I will not pick them to win at Tennessee. Tennessee runs the ball too well. They got improved quarterback play with Tannehill, and they can play defense. That's not a game I'm picking them to win on the road with Matt Moore. So if they lose these first two, all you're asking Matt Moore to do is to tread water. You're asking him to throw for 220 yards, one touchdown, no interception, and play good, sound football. If you can do that and improve some of the other things, I think you can find a way to win one of these next two games. I don't think it's going to be easy. It's going to be tough. You're playing one of the five best teams in the NFL in Green Bay and probably one of the best 10 teams in the NFL in the Minnesota Vikings. But you're at home. You just lost two home games. Find a way to win one of these next two, steal them at home, and I think you're in good shape. Coming up in just a little bit on ESPN yesterday, as people were getting ready to watch Sunday Night Football, Teddy Bruschi, Bill Moss, and Rex Ryan said that Mahomes being out can be a good thing for the Chiefs. We'll explain what they mean coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we will go inside the mind of the machine. But first, I want to play this for you. This is from ESPN. So this was yesterday on Sunday NFL Countdown. This is Teddy Bruschi, Rex Ryan, and Randy Moss. And they were making a point that maybe the Chiefs can benefit from not having Patrick Mahomes.
I watched the Chiefs play defensively, special teams, just their overall attitude. And it seems like they know they got a player that'll give them 30 points a game. Mm-hmm. So they're playing like they're going to score 30 points a game. So the defense now, you are forced to have more of accountability, to play better, to win some 20 to 17 games, to play better defensively, learn how to play complementary football, which is what they need to do. I believe if they get their minds right during the streak where however Pat Mahomes is gone, Pat Mahomes comes back and joins them, they can be an even better team because they have to win. They're forced to win without him.
Well, as crazy as it sounds, I totally agree with you. I mean, look, their defense hadn't shown up until what happened when Pat went out of the game. That defense went to a totally different level.
They scored on defense,
so,
yes.
Yeah, it's amazing to see that happen, but man, oh man, I'd like to play him without Pat Mahomes.
Man, I would have to disagree with you both. When you look at what Patrick Mahomes means to this organization, to the franchise, yes, I'm an offensive player. When you look at production of the offensive guys, Patrick Mahomes is going to be missed for a couple of weeks, and this team is going to pay for it. Not knowing what they're going to get in quarterback more, but they're going to miss the MVP.
So that was Teddy Bruschi, Rex Ryan, and Randy Moss yesterday on Sunday NFL Countdown. Now, I strongly disagree about the defensive point. I think the defensive point is kind of silly. But I do think at the core of what they're saying makes a lot of sense. Mahomes has been able to be a Band-Aid over so many problems that the Chiefs have. And now the Chiefs are going to have to address those issues if they want to beat one or both of these really good football teams they have coming into Kansas City. Green Bay might be the best team in the NFL, not named the New England Patriots. The Vikings might be the hottest team in the NFL, maybe have the hottest offense right now with the way Kirk Cousins is playing. If you have 100 penalty yards, if you can't run the football, if you can't dominate the line of scrimmage, if you keep losing in time of possession, you are going to lose these football games, and you are likely going to lose them with Patrick Mahomes. But he was good enough that he could elevate his play and he could maybe win you a game or steal a game that you weren't supposed to win or make a play that Andy Reid simply can't scheme, just he goes out and does it. Man, you're not going to do that. Some of the touchdown plays and the incredible escapability plays, man, Matt Moore not doing that. Like, you're going to have to scheme some things, draw some things up to really highlight what Matt Moore does really well. So at the core of what they're saying, I do think it makes a lot of sense. Right now, the Chiefs need to form their identity, and what do they do well besides Mahomes go be special? You got 2, 3, 4, who knows how many weeks you have to establish what that is.
Yeah, Pat's the ultimate safety net. If Andy's not coaching a good game, if they're not running the football, Frank Clark's not showing out, the defense is giving up 40, as long as you've got Pat, you've still got a chance. Well, for the next few weeks, you don't have Pat, which means everybody else has to step up. Andy, the running game, the wide receivers, certainly the defense. To Teddy Bruschi's point about the defense playing better when Pat went down, that is asinine. The reason the defense was better on Thursday night was because the team they were playing. The Broncos were awful. Joe Flacco's awful. They might be one of the 5 worst offenses in all of football. So I don't think the Chiefs all of a sudden got right on Thursday. They only allowed 71 rushing yards and 215 through the air. That tells me a lot more about the opponent than the defense.
I will say this, though. I don't know if you subscribe to this theory about the wake-up call, but the Chiefs, under no point under Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid's era, have they played complementary football. At no point have they been operating well offensively, defensively, and special teams to really give them a chance to play a complete ball game. When they played really well on defense, it was because, for a lot of part, their offense was so good that forced the other team to be one-dimensional. As you alluded to with the safety net part, there's just going to be some differences in how the Chiefs are going to have to move the ball down the field and score and some of the big plays and those kind of things. Like, Mahomes now just can't save you from everything.
Do you agree they're going to have to dust off the old Alex Smith playbook, kind of?
I don't know what other offense could they run. They certainly can't run the Patrick Mahomes playbook with that. It's like, I don't know what other offense they're going to be running here. They're going to have to run the dink and dunk down the field, run the ball, screen play. I don't know what other offense you can run with Matt Moore. And this is where I think you see the creativity of Andy Reid. And then you see, can the defense elevate? I've given the defense a long rope and a long leash and leeway. You now are coming off a game in which you played your best game of the season against the Denver Broncos. You're feeling good. Confidence level is high. Hey, we got to carry this team. That's what guys are coming out here saying on the defense. You got 10 days to prepare for Aaron Rodgers, watch film, scout, do all those kind of things. Can you put together a game plan to limit the Green Bay Packers? If the Chiefs can't play well defensively, I understand they don't have Chris Jones, but in this scenario, man, when can you ask them to really play well? When are you going to have more time to scout your opponent than you're going to have coming up here against Green Bay?
Sunday night's going to be a shock to their system. You go from Joe Flacco, who's probably playing worse than any quarterback in the league right now, to Aaron Rodgers, who, if they hand out the MVP trophy today, it might just end up on his mantle. They're going to have to change a lot of stuff. When Patrick Mahomes goes down, you pretty much have to change everything on the offensive side of the ball. They're going to have to run more. They're going to have to at least try to run more. They're going to have to throw screen passes. Travis Kelce is going to have to be great. And a lot of this is going to come down to Andy Reid and the game that he calls, because we know what the defense is. Even when they're at their best, they're middle of the pack. I'm not sold that because they look really good against Denver and only allowed 6 points, all of a sudden they're a good defense. We know what this defense is. To the same extent, we know what this offense is. The offense is going to look completely different the next 3 weeks without Patrick Mahomes. Now, how can Andy scheme it to put enough points on the board?
Text line 69306. Are you sure they can't run the same offense? All he has to do is throw those scripted throws. Have you watched Patrick Mahomes play? I'm asking that honestly. Have you seen Patrick Mahomes
play? He's the miracle man. He's better outside the pocket than he is in the pocket, and he's the best quarterback in the pocket in the NFL. You don't just put Matt Moore out there and say, do what Patrick Mahomes did.
I've seen Patrick Mahomes' arm strength and down-the-field ability. Matt Moore can do that? Like, some of the throws and vertical routes that they do where they challenge people, we think they can do that with Matt Moore? So, no, they're going to have to run a different offense. It's not going to be as quick play. It's not going to be as explosive. They're going to have to find some different things in which they can do to move the ball down the field. But again, going back to the original point, I do think there is some truth to the fact of Mahomes has been able to save this team from so many things. Last year's Baltimore game, this year against Detroit, like so many separate individual instances, he has been able to save them from defeat. Man, Matt Moore is not going to be able to do that in the exact same capacity. So what do? Can you run the ball effectively? Can you do the small things that win football games that Mahomes could kind of patch over some of those mistakes? That's going to be the biggest thing they're going to have to answer, in my opinion.
And a lot of guys have gotten a pass to this point, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Spags, we both said the same thing. We'll wait until about midway through the season. Frank Clark will judge you about midway through the season, all these different guys. Well, here we are. I mean, this is week 7. After the Green Bay game, we're halfway through the season. So now those guys have to step up. Everybody has to do more than they've done so far. Matt Moore has to do his part. The wide receivers have to do their part. Travis Kelce's been good. He has to be great. Frank Clark has to do what he did last week. I've talked a lot of smack on Frank Clark. We haven't spent enough time about how good he was, that guy, at least for the next month when Patrick Mahomes is out. Because if everybody else doesn't step up and play pretty close to their full capabilities, this team without Patrick Mahomes is not good enough to beat Green Bay and or Minnesota.
We could talk about Frank Clark right now if you like. I will give Frank Clark this. Everybody we have talked to about Frank Clark when he was struggling said that his sacks come in bunches. Was that the beginning of the bunch?
Got a couple of them.
That's the thing, though. That's normally how bunches work. You get a couple early on, and then we go through it, and you have a 3 or 4 game stretch where you get 7 sacks. It starts with a game like Denver. Frank Clark has to answer the exact same question that this defense answered. Was it just the opponent? Was it you were going up against Garrett Bowles? Was it because Flacco is immobile? Or are you really taking that step? Have things gelled? Are you taking that next step as a defense? So I'm with you. We haven't individually talked a lot about Frank Clark. I'm kind of like you. I'm attributing a lot of that to Denver. You got a big-time game on a big-time stage against a big-time opponent on Sunday Night Football. How do you perform? Are we going to have the same conversation that we were having on Monday about this team and how they looked defensively, or are we having a different conversation? The biggest thing I want to see the Chiefs do is they got to find a way to take away something. If Aaron Jones plays well in this and Aaron Rodgers, you are not beating this team just given your limitations right now on offense and defense.
Aaron Rodgers coming off a 5-touchdown performance. He's playing great right now. Yeah, the Chiefs aren't going to get to Aaron Rodgers the same way that they got to Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's a statue with an average offensive line. They brought him down 9 times. When it comes to Frank Clark specifically, it's the eye test that impressed me the most. I love the 5 tackles. Hell, I love the play in the first drive of the game where he ended up getting a penalty, but that was a really important play. I think Frank Clark, the eye test showed me that maybe there is something in there. I didn't see it the first 6 weeks of the season. He was great getting off the ball, great getting to the quarterback, and he has to be that guy at least for the next month when Patrick Mahomes is out.
That part has to be cleared up. You can't have back-to-back penalties on third downs and do some of the things that they do against the Packers. Like, it's kind of like in baseball, you know how whenever you drop a foul ball and you give a team an extra out, how that team's going to score in that inning? The Chiefs defense, they extend drives by penalties. That first drive by Denver when Denver felt like they had a chance was solely extended by the defense. Frank Clark made a really good play, face mask. Remember, Bashaud Breeland, whose default is to just grab.
Yeah.
Like, if you get past Bashaud Breeland, he's just going to put his arms around your waist like he's trying to slow dance with you. Like, if you do those kind of things against Green Bay, you are going to lose. You
by cannot, 21 points.
Like, you cannot extend drives the way that they did against the Broncos early on. Now, once the Broncos ran that fake punt and it didn't work, it was like the Broncos just set up shop and then they were done for the day and they were playing out the motions. That's not going to be the case on Sunday against Green Bay.
I think Minnesota and Green Bay, your next two opponents, in correct order, Green Bay and then Minnesota, with a combined record of 11-3, represents the most difficult 2-game stretch. Can you win one of those games? Can you keep your head above water? If you can, this fan base is going to be ecstatic. Knowing the second half of the season's rolling around, you're coming off of a good win, you're getting back Patrick Mahomes. We keep talking about the health of Pat. You'll also, at some point, in theory, get back Eric Fisher, get back Chris Jones, maybe get back Sammy Watkins. If the Chiefs beat Green Bay, big if, they're 3.5-point underdogs as of right now, there's going to be a really good feeling in Kansas City.
You're picking them. I mean, I know it's early. I know it's Monday, but
you're
picking
them.
You're picking. No, you're definitely going to pick the Chiefs this week. BK, early on, are you picking the Chiefs?
No.
Okay.
Are you?
I think they're going to get boat raced.
No, I don't think they're winning on Sunday.
Does anybody hit us up on the Protein House Eat with the Purpose text line 69306? You got to keep it short. Let us know why you're picking the Chiefs if you are.
No, I'm not picking them to win this week. I legitimately think the Green Bay is one of the 5 best teams in the NFL. I don't think you're beating that team without your quarterback.
At home, rallying around Matt Moore? No? Maybe.
They certainly could win. It's the NFL. I am not going to pick them or predict them to win that game. No, I'm not picking them.
It's crazy.
I think they're one.
Go ahead, BK.
I think they're one of the 4 teams in the top tier. I think there are four or five teams right now that you can actually say are a top tier team in the NFL. I think there's about 20 teams that are below that, and then 4 or 5 teams that are at the bottom. I think the Packers are one of those top 4. I do not believe that with Patrick Mahomes out right now. Now, when he comes back, I think they will be back into that tier. But right now, I don't think the Chiefs are part of that group, so I'm not going to pick them.
Pat is worth 7 or 8 points in Vegas. That's just so much. If Pat was playing, the Chiefs would be 3.5-4-point favorites. Instead, they're 3-point dogs. I've never seen one player represent the line so much.
My favorite thing is when you bring up the MVP, and then the text line basically just any other quarterback, like no other player in the MVP, like in the NFL, can win MVP besides Mahomes. I'm excited about that for the next 15 years. Like no other player is ever going to be worthy enough to win the NFL MVP. It's going to be great.
I think there's a couple of guys this year, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. There's a couple of other dudes. You think the ship has already sailed on Pat winning another MVP?
I don't think this season. Yeah. I mean, in his career or this year?
No, this year.
I don't think Mahomes has a legitimate chance to win MVP.
It's going to be tough.
I don't think, unless he comes back and is just absolutely on fire. But he's not going to have the best quarterback statistics just because he missed time, and they're not going to be a one or a two seed. Like, history just suggests that player's not winning NFL MVP.
If this team lose, let's say Pat's out for three games, though, and the Chiefs lose all three games, and he comes back and they run the table, they go to Chicago, beat the Bears, they go to New England, beat them, that would largely be because of Pat. Then he'll be back in the conversation, but that's a lot of ifs.
Yeah, I've seen their defense enough to know that they are not running the table. Like, I've seen their defense enough to know that they got a couple more stinkers and duds when it comes to their defense until they show me otherwise. Showing me against Joe Flacco ain't it. We got 120 minutes against Kirk Cousins, who's playing at a high level, and Aaron Rodgers. They play well, then all of us will have to recalibrate our expectations for the defense. But I've seen good teams be physical and run the ball enough against this team that it's difficult for me to pick them in a situation this week with no Patrick Mahomes. Before we turn things over to the Therese Paylor show, it's actually the Brandon Kiley show featuring Therese Paylor. That's coming up after us. But before we do that, let's go inside the mind of the machine.
Guys, the Patriots have averaged being a 15.5-point favorite this season. They play tonight on Monday Night Football. All right, we get to hear from Booger McFarland tonight. All right. They're only a 9.5-point favorite, C-Dot, tonight against your Jets. If you had to bet it, which way are you going?
People are watching this?
I assume.
I'm just asking.
Somebody is.
Unless
it's your Jets, how are you not watching? This is Sam Darnold.
It's your squad. Quarterback's back.
I don't plan on watching a single second of this football game today.
It's an embarrassment that you would jump off board this fast. You jumped off board as fast with the Jets as you did with our Survivor picks.
No, I was, I was on the Jets a little bit longer. I've just seen the Patriots play enough bad teams this season to have a really good understanding of what today is going to look like. It's going to be 7-3 in the first quarter, and then they're going to find a way to pull ahead in the second half of the game. Like, I've seen this story enough. No, I have absolutely, unless you got money on it, or you got fantasy players, or you just hate spending time with your family and friends, there's no reason to watch today's football game.
This was the worst week of fantasy in the history of fantasy football.
I thought it was great. I had Lamar Jackson, Amari Cooper, the Minute Militias in first place.
I lost by 0.08 points.
Well, that's rough. That's real rough.
It's not good.
Speaking of bets, I had Zion at 1-1 to be the NBA Rookie of the Year. Threw down $100. That's not looking great after the news today. He's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. C-Dot, would you take Zion or the field to be NBA Rookie of the Year at this point?
I mean, you would have to take the field at this point. I mean, if he's going to miss the first 6 to 8 weeks of the season, how can you pick Zion Williamson to win the award?
He's still Zion.
Michael Porter Jr.?
No. Are you still going to go to New Orleans even though Zion's not playing?
Yeah. I mean, I've never been to New Orleans. I mean, I've never been before, but I assume that watching Pelicans basketball is not the most fun you can have in the city. I got a feeling that's why they keep putting Super Bowls there. Like, I got a feeling there's other fun stuff you could do.
Go with
I just
some
can't
beads,
wait to eat.
Go
I
to
can't
Bourbon
wait to
Street,
eat.
Get some jambalaya. You staying on Bourbon Street?
Somewhere in the French Quarter. I got to tell you, though, I don't know the name of the hotel off the top of my head.
Alabama beat Tennessee on Saturday, but lost Tua to a high ankle sprain. He actually had surgery, and he's going to miss at least one game. I don't know how you can have surgery on your ankle and miss only one game. Of the four teams getting first place votes, Carrington, Alabama, LSU, Ohio State, and Clemson, who's actually played the best football this season?
LSU, I would have as number one. I'd have Alabama at two. I'd have Oklahoma at three, Ohio State at four, and Clemson at five if I had a vote in the AP top 25.
Why Ohio State so low?
I think that LSU and Alabama are clearly better than them. If you want to flip a coin and put them at three over Oklahoma, that's fair. I just don't think they're one or two. So three or four, I would have Ohio State in the playoff. I would not have Clemson if I did. I would not. If I was on that poll as of now, I would not have Clemson in the playoff.
Alabama's been looking a little less Alabama-like this year than they have in previous seasons.
Clemson ain't exactly looking like Clemson either.
I just can't believe that Tua is not going to win a Heisman Trophy. Tua should have won last year, and Tua should be the favorite right now, and he's not going to win the Heisman Trophy.
Who is? Jalen Hurts?
I think
Joe Burrow.
I think Joe Burrow is the favorite.
Burrow was 200-1 at the beginning of the season to win the Heisman.
He's had an
He plays
sure
quarterback
at
LSU, so I can see how at the beginning of the season you weren't betting
on
him to win.
He broke the record for passing touchdowns with 29.
I think that Burrow is the favorite. I think that Justin Fields should be too. Oddly enough, I think that Jalen Hurts would be the favorite in a normal year. But if the two quarterbacks before you won the award, at some point it's more about the system than about you as a person, that I think that's going to hurt him, that maybe it didn't hurt Kyler Murray or obviously Baker because he was the first one to win it.
By the way, Sean, a couple of weeks ago you said you were ready to buy into Penn State. They have since done exactly what I said they needed to do. Penn State's good. They beat at Iowa. They won that game in a low-scoring game and then beat Michigan last week. Penn State's good.
Top 10 scoring offense.
Does
top
Michigan
10 scoring
ever win
defense.
Big games?
No.
No, I think they're 1-10 against top 10 teams under Jim Harbaugh.
Harbaugh can't beat Michigan State or Ohio State. He's gone at the end of this year. That experiment didn't work out. There's a Harbaugh that's a good coach. His name is John, not Jim.
I think the Harbaugh's a good coach. I just don't think. I think with the expectations that were placed at Michigan, he's not elite. And I think that Michigan needed an elite coach because they're going up against an elite program in Ohio State.
I think an NFL coach will run to hire Jim Harbaugh. It's just not working out the way it was supposed to at Michigan. Before we get out of here.
He's basically a better version of Barry Odom at Michigan.
Earlier today, BK said that the AFC West is the worst division in football. I wholeheartedly agree. Do you?
Probably so. I can't really, like, making the argument that the AFC East is worse is a very difficult argument, and you're essentially just arguing with how bad the Dolphins are. But I do agree with the premise that the Bills are better than any other team. I mean, the Bills might actually be better than the Chiefs right now. It's like the Bills. So, yeah.
You don't believe that. You don't believe that.
Right now with Matt Moore?
Okay, with Matt Moore. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm saying, but that's the Chiefs. Right now, the Chiefs don't have Patrick Mahomes. They have Matt Moore as their quarterback.
That's fair.
Are the Bills better than
them
today?
Wrong, but fair.
I mean, if they played, what would the spread be?
Chiefs by 2 on a neutral field.
You think so, BK? Chiefs by 2 on a neutral field against Buffalo?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
He just wants that.
BK
here.
Was
he
like,
wants
I don't
that
have another question. I'll ask Therese Paylor coming
ask
up.
Ask him.
The Drive. 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.